Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves as we kick off hour number two of the Monday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number to take control is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. That, again, freetalklive.com. Well, property rights are in the news again. According to hammeroftruth.com, I guess recently there was a gentleman, apparently Darren Wood. The conflict started in 2005. He excavated dirt from a hill on which the homes of his neighbors, Mark Easton and Stan Torgerson, sat. The Eastons and Torgersons were concerned about the stability of the hill and contacted city officials, who then ordered Wood to have a soil test performed. Wood was disgruntled by the decision because the previous owner had already done a soil test, and performing it again would cost him $3,000 and delay his construction project by 4 months. Then, when Wood began raising the frame for his house around mid-2006, his neighbors were again concerned because the structure rose higher than the rooftops of other homes around his lot and partially obstructed their view of the nearby mountain.
Sounds like he has some very concerned neighbors.
Oh, yes, he does. Some very busybody neighbors. Now, the neighbors asked again the city officials to intervene because they believed Wood's house exceeded the maximum height allowed by local building code. And although Wood conceded that his house might have exceeded the height limit by about a foot, he was again disgruntled because he maintained that once the house was completed and the landscaping laid out, the home would fall within the city code, and in any case, the city had already approved his building plans.
Makes a good point.
The story didn't quite end there, though. Feeling he was being unfairly harassed by his neighbors and upset the construction interruptions they prompted had cost him an additional $25,000. On August 15th, Wood created a visible symbol of his displeasure by installing the vent covering pictured above. And I'm going to put a link to this on the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com, which he described as a decorative piece of abstract art representing a cactus.
And it looks like a cactus.
It does
kinda
look like a cactus. It also looks like a middle finger. His neighbors viewed the vent cover as a giant hand flipping them off, then, of course, which sent them back to the city officials to complain about Wood's home for a third time.
Well, what are they complaining about there? Surely there isn't a city ordinance that says you can't have a obscene picture on the side of your house.
What, you don't think so? There are plenty of laws against obscenity.
Okay.
I mean, they won't allow XXX.
It just seems like something a little, I don't know. Seems like you'd have to be really prepared as a city in order to have that ordinance on.
Well, for all I know, they might just pass an ordinance just to placate these people.
At that point, you're talking about ex post facto.
So, didn't stop George Bush and his crews, and his cronies. They passed the Military Commissions Act, which ex post facto allows them to exculpate or exonerate all of the abusive, torturing guys in the military. So apparently that stuff doesn't matter to government anymore. But the issue, of course, is property rights and whether or not this guy has the right to paint whatever he wants to paint on the side of his house. Maybe it would have been if it wasn't going to be a cactus, maybe if he found out his neighbors were prudes, maybe he would paint a naked lady on the side of the house. You can believe some people would be upset about that. And then there's no doubt. Well, what was going on?
A naked lady might be considered obscene, whereas a middle finger is not actually obscene.
It's not? In popular culture, it absolutely is. The middle finger essentially stands for F-U, as I understand
it.
Yeah,
but it's you're taking it a step farther.
Mm-hmm.
It represents obscenity, as
right.
opposed to being obscenity.
So would the letters F and the following three letters that are necessary, would the F word being printed on the side of the house be a symbol, or would that be an obscenity?
Oh, you're asking excellent questions.
Yes.
I'm certainly no lawyer, and it wouldn't matter because they wouldn't listen to me anyhow.
How would you feel if this this picture of the cactus that happens to look like a middle finger went up in your neighborhood?
Well, if it was going up in my neighborhood,
yeah.
I wouldn't have tried to get the guy. If he wanted to build a house across the street from me, fine, welcome. You'll bring up my property value with a nice brand new house over there.
Ah, but not will he bring up the property value if he's in the way of the beautiful view of the mountains?
If I wanted the beautiful view of the mountains, I should have brought the property across the street. where no one could get in the way. I mean, it's really ridiculous to think that once I move in, that nothing is ever going to change.
Isn't it?
This is what makes me so sick about people that moved to Florida. Whether they moved there in 1963 or whether they moved there in 2003, they don't think there should be any growth.
Right. They're the last ones. In fact, Russell Canning
was
talking about
this today. I'm here.
Shut the door. It's not just Florida. It's everywhere. He's lived in a variety of places across the country. It doesn't matter if it's a small town or a small city or a full-size city. Everybody that comes in believes that they're the last ones. Oh, what? We just need to slow the growth here. We need a smart growth plan for this community, because now that we're here, we need to preserve things. Well, wait a minute. What about the people that felt the same way when you moved in 5 years ago?
Right.
You didn't care then.
Right.
How come you're so special? The world revolves around you, doesn't it?
Because it's a free country when I move in, but it's not when you're wanting to
move in. Yeah, that's exactly what the case is here. And so the guy got angry. He put up a piece of artwork, which is actually fairly large. If you look at the picture, you can see there's a ladder there for scale purposes. It's about half the size of a ladder, I would say, as far as its height. So it's a pretty big
big vent.
Middle finger, a big vent covering. And so I don't know. I just figured I'd ask you, Mark, because last year you were so offended by the snow penis issue. You know, with somebody building a snow penis in their front yard, you were very offended by that. In fact, you said you'd come by and knock it down. So I was wondering if maybe you would come by and spray paint over this guy's house.
I feel like the neighbors deserve a big F you, is what I think.
In this case. So you're on his side, then.
Well, you know, they shouldn't have been screwing with the guy. He owned the land. Then they want a soil test when there was just a soil test a year before.
Right.
And this cost $3,000. And then all the delays. I mean, he's got to pay for that land. He's not living on it, so he has to pay for someplace else that he's living. That's a lot of added costs. And, you know, they don't care. They just use the club of government in order to cost this guy a bunch of money.
Yep. And who knows? I mean, for all
it's
we
offensive,
know...
It's offensive, and they deserve a big F you. Hey, as a matter of fact, they get one from me, too.
800-259-9231. If you think he was out of line, if you think that something should be done... Because there must be people that would be offended by this, beyond just the neighbors that don't like him in the first place. People driving by, for instance, are going to see this and they're going to be offended, like they would see a snow penis and possibly be offended, like they might see a picture of a naked lady and be offended. So if there's something offensive on your neighbor's property, should you be able to go to mommy government and cry and say, please have them take this down, I demand it?
There's this art community where we're from
In
Bradenton, and they have this area of the arts or something, and somebody thought it would be art to get a bear tree, some tree that they had, it seemed bare at the time, and hang a bunch of male implements from it.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Female playthings.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
I would assume. I mean, I suppose you can play with it of any gender. But... they were hung all over this tree like fruit.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's funny. But
wait, was this on a government art thing or a private group?
It's an art community. Like, they designated this section of houses the Downtown Theater of the Arts or something like that, Neighborhood of the Arts. And
so a bunch of art people live and hang out there.
Right. The idea is that they can have their studios and their homes in the same place, so you can run a business out of your home, and they gave it a special zoning district.
How nice of them.
But it's nice of them. But at the same time, you know, it's sort of attracted artists.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it is they wrote the legislation in order to attract artists in particular, but somebody got a little too artsy for their, I imagine, for their taste.
So were they forced to take it down?
I can't answer any of those questions. I don't know what happened. I just happened to drive by and see a tree with a bunch of...
Oh, so you actually saw it. That's great.
Implements hanging.
Wow.
Which I chuckled, but the reason I chuckled is I don't have the house across the street.
It wouldn't bug me. I wouldn't care. And eventually they're going to take it down, probably.
I don't know.
And if they don't, I mean, really, what's the big deal? Is there a big deal with your neighbor putting up something that you consider offensive?
They look like pretty big deals to me.
Would you be offended by a cactus in the shape of a middle finger showing up on your neighbor's side of his house? If so, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Certainly, there must be somebody that would take offense to this.
I think that vent looks more like a middle finger than it does like a cactus.
It's up for debate. 800-259-9231. Coming up, Mark, you got something about secession. One of our emailers wants to talk about that. Also, your calls about whatever's on your mind. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com and get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something new to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's free. Updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, we We were talking about the Free State recently, and I am a bit of a fan of the secession idea, though you'd sort of persuaded me, you've persuaded me a little bit back towards the center, if you will.
My God, you have a center?
I don't think
you can see the center from where you are. I don't think you have any idea. I can't see the center from where I am.
I like the idea of seceding without seceding.
Okay.
Of opting out of all of the federal mandates, opting out of the federal government's programs, refusing their bribes, refusing their 30 pieces of silver, and being our own state, but still sort of participating in the whole union, the United States, but not actually being the federal government's biatch, if you will. So I kind of like that approach.
Well, I mean, originally that's sort of what the intent was of the Constitution, was that we have,
right,
you know, free states, and then a small federal government to sort of hold things together, coin some money, handle interstate trade.
Either way you approach it, it's going to be a hell of a fight, right? I mean, either way.
I think that it's going to be some issues, but I think that they're less likely to roll tanks in on a state that has not seceded than a state that has. That's just my personal opinion. It's, you know, I may be right, I may be wrong. I've certainly talked to people on both sides of the issue. It seems to me that it's... For one, I like the idea of being the United States of America. I like that name. I like the country. I like the flag. All that good stuff.
Eventually, you'll probably stop liking it. If the country continues to go in the direction it is today, you'll probably take that back. But let's go to the email box, because somebody else had some thoughts on secession.
Yes, from Zeus.
Jeez, the God of Thunder listens to Free Talk Live.
Yes, he does. Six days a week.
Talk about a reach.
The 6 days all the way up to Mount
yeah.
Olympus. 6 days a week, the two of you discuss how our rights are being taken away from us. The Military Commissions Act of 2006 being the most egregious attack thus far. A law that now authorizes the president to essentially point at anyone, dub them an enemy combatant, have them whisked away to some detention camp or prison, and you're already aware that they're building even more detention camps. Have them tortured until their organs fail or die. Never allow them to be presented with evidence. Never allow them to be present during a trial conducted by a military tribunal beholden to the so-called commander-in-chief. And even with all these recent heinous abuses combined with what they've done in the past, you don't think they'll roll tanks in and start killing American civilians en masse during an attempt to secede from the Union. Now, he's actually addressing this
talking
to you.
Talking about me, yeah.
Yeah, not to me. With all the knowledge between the two of you, I don't see how either of you could believe that the government won't cause a bloodbath of secession were attempted.
You believe that they will?
I think that there's a chance that they will.
Oh, okay.
I'm not certain that they will.
I think it's a ludicrous idea that they would do something.
Let me get through this, okay. and then I want to discuss.
All right,
I will discuss it. Let's see. Cause a bloodbath if secession were attempted and had a serious chance of succeeding or seceding.
Seceding.
As the case may be. Yeah, right. They've made it clear that they don't care what the people think or want, and that they're willing to do murderous extremes to enforce their iron will. Bush has expressed his contempt for the U.S. Constitution with more than a few choice words, and every action.
GD piece of paper.
He takes, these days, is a metaphorical act of defecation on the most sacred document of this country. Okay. I mean, it's somewhat theatric. The constitution of a single state would mean even less to him. Do you, meaning that New Hampshire has the right to, enshrined in its constitution, has the right to secede.
Yeah.
How do you reconcile all the past tyrannies you guys know they've committed with a disbelief that they won't go to even further extremes in the near future? With all that I've learned since joining the FSP and discovering libertarianism, I don't know how I could stop myself from believing that given the power to get away with it, a day that is soon coming based on current trends, they'll eventually start shooting us dead in the streets if we don't kowtow to their totalitarian line. I don't want to believe it, that this country could have fallen so far so fast, but I can't see a way out. At this point, I think writing on the wall couldn't be more clear as far as this country is headed, totalitarianism, dictatorship,
I agree with
police
him.
State. The best case scenario for the free state is our chance to start over. Worst case scenario, it may well be our last stand.
That much is the case.
I don't think that the worst case scenario is very likely. And
I don't
why.
Either.
Now, let's look at the best modern scenario I can come up with for secession is the Branch Davidian compound.
Okay.
It's not a great example. Here's the differences. Branch Davidians were a cult that separated themselves.
Religion.
they, you know, they were armed like libertarians would be.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't allow people in. There wasn't commerce going on. There wasn't interaction between in New Hampshire, what you'd have as a state with, you know, that's sort of being influenced by libertarians, but it'd be full of people. People that, you know, people don't move out of New York.
Regular people.
Right, regular people. People don't move out of New York State when the taxes are oppressive as heck, and they could just move across a state line and see, a huge benefit in their income. They just don't move. People like to be stationary.
Oh, they don't like change.
Right. So I don't see tanks rolling into New Hampshire just because they decided they didn't want to pay income taxes or anything like that. I think that it would just be something that they would try to ignore. At least they try to ignore it as long as possible. And
sure.
At that point, it may be too late for the government to try to do anything about it because things had gone on so long.
Well, right. You have to remember that while Zeus is right in that, yes, the government is becoming more tyrannical, more oppressive than it ever has in the past, it's still doing it pretty slowly. It's a government, and therefore it's incompetent and slow and bureaucratic. And so therefore, even if they wanted to attack the people who wanted to opt out of the programs or even secede, it wouldn't be easy for them to actually make it happen. I mean, logistically, their military is everywhere else but here, so they'd actually have to bring the troops home first in order to get them to attack their own countrymen.
I don't think you'd need very many tanks to take over a state.
I don't know. It depends on how many people start launching RPGs and Molotovs at the tanks.
Oh, dear God.
So, anyway, as far as the probability goes, very low probability. Is it possible? Okay, yeah, it is possible. But you also have to remember that not only is government stupid and plotting and the military spread out all over the world, but also the fact that the government, as far as it's really slow. Yeah, they're not going to be. The other thing they're not going to be able to get away with is doing it without anybody's knowledge, which is what essentially happened back in the time of the Civil War. I mean, yeah, okay, you had horse. The news traveled by horseback. Eventually, the news got to other countrymen that the North had invaded the South or whatever.
Right. If you don't have a family member who lives in New Hampshire, you at least know somebody who has a family member that lives in New Hampshire.
Right, and if they roll a tank into Keene, New Hampshire, in the center of town. That's going to be all over the press within a matter of minutes, if not hours. I mean, that's tremendous news.
I think it's much more likely that they would just assassinate the state leaders.
Yeah,
that's
a possibility. 800, in which case, maybe it wouldn't be such big news if they approached it from that direction. 800-259-9231. Either way, there's always a possibility of violence on the part of the government. But if that's going to keep you out of the Free State Project, then we'll come back with more. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources, That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. It's your show. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. And go to our website and check out our live stream. We've got a broadband stream, and we've got a little bitty, itty-bitty dial-up stream. So check them out, whichever one's right for you. It's there for you.
There you go. Mark doing an intro. FreeTalkLive.com. And by the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And by the way, we're talking about the Free State Project a moment ago in regards to this the fear of violence that people have. When you talk to somebody new about the Free State Project, and in case you don't know, the concept is to move 20,000 people from around the country and around the world, as a matter of fact. There are international members of the Free State Project from around the world all into one place and essentially be activists for liberty. Not just move, but also be activists when they arrive. Be activists for liberty, and that way to, you know, the individuals would influence other people in the state and move the state in a more pro-freedom direction. And when you start talking about maybe some of the results of what could happen as a result of the Free State Project being successful, for instance, opting out of the income tax, ending the war on drugs, but if you start talking about these issues with people and the radical, awesome changes that could occur, they get scared, some of them do. And they say, well, what about the federal government? They're scary and dangerous and violent. And yes, they are dangerous and scary and violent. And yes, there is a possibility, however improbable it might be, there is the possibility that the government might get violent with us. In fact, Mark, you suggested that perhaps they would engage in an assassination campaign against Free State Project leaders.
It seems more likely to me than them rolling in tanks. I'm not saying
right.
that I think that that would even necessarily happen. There have been a lot of politicians throughout the last 50 years that have gone up against the feds and that kind of thing. Maybe not as successfully and maybe
haven't
not
been
as coordinated, and they haven't been killed off.
Right. So not only is that not a concern because, for instance, it wasn't a concern back in the – well, I guess it was a concern back in the revolutionary times, but they shelved it. They put it aside because they said, you know what? Freedom's more important than our fears – about what might happen if we push for freedom, right? Same thing today. I think the people that are joining the Free State Project, deep back in the back corner of their minds, they all realize that there's a possibility that things could get violent. But I think they also probably all agree with us that it's very improbable, and that they're willing to face that risk for the chance at really achieving liberty in our lifetime. So if liberty in your lifetime is important enough to where you will move across the country, or in some people's cases, a few states away, if you will move, pick, uproot your life and go to a new place and be an activist for liberty, then you should. This shouldn't be an issue for you. This shouldn't be an objection at all.
I don't know. It would be an objection for me if I believed it. I just don't.
I see.
I can't imagine that that's going to happen. That just seems divorced from reality to me. And I know that the emailer Zeus believed that that could happen. It just doesn't make any sense to me, the federal government waging war on one of its own states that disagreed with its policies. I see them punishing the state by withholding all kinds of revenue.
Which is fine.
Which is what the state would be setting itself up
for. We're
going to
withhold revenue from the feds. They can withhold revenue from us. That's fair.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm a pretty big scaredy cat. They start shooting,
yeah.
I'm going the other way.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think the biggest obstacle the Free State has to success is people saying, yes, I'm willing to stop doing what I'm doing here now in the place I'm at and pick up and move to some other place.
Also, the other thing you have to remember is the Free State Project is intending on influencing people within the state, the people that already live there. So the government's not going to really clue in to the fact that something's happening until it's probably too late. They're not going to start assassinating the leaders because at this point we're a blip on their radar screen, if at all.
Right.
And by the time we show up on their radar screen, we're going to have more people behind us in the state on our side.
At that point, you're an elected official.
Well, and the other good thing is there are no leaders of the Free State Project. Yeah,
no.
There's the board of directors, and there's some luminaries like Mark and myself. I mean, we're some of the more visible, if you will, people involved with the movement.
Fibbies, if you're listening right now, shoot him instead.
If you shoot Free Talk Live, there's always going to be, there's five hosts. There's multiple hosts on the show. We'll bring some non-dead hosts in, and they'll continue the show.
I don't know.
And then also, if you bump off a few other Free State Project members, there's 19,000 more out there as well that'll step in and fill their shoes. And the great thing about this movement is its decentralization. There is no central controlling authority. The board of directors does not determine what the activists do when they come into the state. All they do is run the Free State Project, which is an organization to get people to come to the state.
Right.
And
once we hit 20,000, it's over.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, I guess that once they hit 20,000, then it'll be the obligation of the Free State Project to then, send out some emails and letters in order to get people to move, remind them, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and help them with the
5 years after they hit the 20,000, 6-7 years after they hit the 20,000, that's it.
Give them leads on jobs, that sort of thing.
Right.
And so the whole movement is decentralized. When you get to the state as part of the Free State Project, you do what's right for you. So if that means you go into television production, you do that. If you want to write letters to the editor, you do that. You want to go out and protest things, you do that. You do what's right for you. And so therefore, there's nobody to target, really. They couldn't possibly do a campaign like that. Anyway, if you're that concerned, you stay home, you stay where you are, and enjoy your tyranny. Let's go to Brent in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brent.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to the old I was out of town, and I didn't hear the show for the last week or so. And I was listening to one of the podcasts from last week, and you're talking about the Military Commissions Act.
Yes.
And you seem to be putting forth this idea that the way that the terrorists, in quote, you can't see me making quote marks with my fingers, but that's what I did. the way they will be rounded up will be, with loud, raids with
fanfare.
A bunch of jackbooted, thugs coming in and everything else.
That's what
else.
They're doing with the immigrants.
The immigrants is a little bit of a different situation, I think. It seems to me, I've never read in the newspaper the report when a few terrorists get rounded up in the United States.
Yeah, well, that might be the case. There was a story not too long ago about the guys, the ice cream truck drivers out in California. Their house
was
raided.
That's true.
So there's a counterexample to your claim.
It does. there are a few examples, but it seems to me like many of these people are being rounded up or should be rounded up quietly. If I were the CIA, I wouldn't go around making a bunch of noise, and frankly, the CIA is pretty good of all of the clumsy, you know, club-footed government agencies out there. The CIA seems to be one of the better ones at quietly doing things.
And in your defense, if they weren't any good at it in the beginning, they've had 5 years to get better at it.
Yeah.
Right. And what happened in Nazi Germany when the SS was coming around door-to-door? Were they making a big fuss out of it?
Well, I doubt it. Not at first, you know. I mean, I think that it seems to me like the best way for these thugs to go would be to, you know, round up people quietly and not get in the newspapers for that, but eventually the word would be getting around that, hey, so-and-so was used to be pretty vocal and he's not around anymore, you know. And so, I don't know. I mean, it just kind of worries me because...
Yeah, that's kind of spooky, because then it will start dawning on people.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't know what's going on... Right.
I mean, it's like it's a little lobster in the pot, you know? I mean, by then it might be much, much too late to stop the momentum. You know, I mean, it's just an example scenario would be, like, the thing I kind of picture happening would be, you know, if Ian, a couple of cops show up to your door and they say, I'm very sorry, there's been a horrible accident, we need you to come down to the... morgue and identify Mark or something like that, and then nobody ever sees you again.
Yeah.
You know? Ooh. I mean, that would, to me, that makes a lot more sense than huge loud raids, because this isn't the drug war, you know? They're not going to get district attorneys reelected on the basis,
Good point. Because there's not going to be any public trial. There's not going to be a reason for a district attorney. Wow, good observation, Brent, and I guess we'll know when people start disappearing, huh? Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Spooky, very scary thoughts.
Hopefully they don't call you as my next of kin.
800-259-9231. All right, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. There's a problem with libertarians, as one of our emailers has to say. We will explore that on the way. Your calls as well. It is Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. And one of the ways you can help us out, if you like the fact that we give away the website up front, unlike those other radio talk shows that want to charge you for them, well, then maybe you should shop with us. Maybe you should buy some Free Talk Live stuff, like our Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and classic archives on DVD DVD collector sets. All there at store.freetalklive.com. That, again, store.freetalklive.com. And don't forget you can buy everything else un-Free Talk Live that you need, everything you might need for life, everything from DVDs to books to bathroom articles to furniture, magazines, I mean, groceries. Amazon.freetalklive.com is the way to go there. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It's very simple. It's Amazon essentially rewarding us for sending them the business. So you're going to do the online shopping anyway. Shop through us. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, I said that I had an email about a critique about the Free State Project. It's from Dave. Says the other day I was talking with a friend about the Free State Project. She said, my problem with libertarians is they all have an I've got mine, screw you attitude. Do you get that impression from other libertarians, Mark?
I really don't, but I can see where somebody would get it from.
Nor do I, and I can too.
My experience with libertarians are that there's some very generous people that want to help help others, that they have a belief system that only, enlightened self-interest is the way to go about that, that using the guns of government is not.
Absolutely. I think the reason why Dave's friend feels this way is because she probably comes from a more liberal, kind of caring mindset, and she might have encountered some more conservative-leaning libertarians. There's different people come to libertarianism from different areas. I mean, we've had people convert from pure socialism to libertarianism, from ultra-right conservatism to libertarianism, from just non-party affiliation, non-interest in politics to libertarianism. I'm betting she encountered somebody who was of the sort of they were promoting the message of, "Well, I want my taxes back." You know, and when you say, "I want to be able to keep all my taxes," to somebody who is of a liberal mindset, they say, "Oh my gosh, this person is so selfish. They don't want to help anybody. They just want to keep all their taxes." Because they believe that those individuals that speak that way, that's all they're about, is hoarding their money and not giving it to anyone.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, and, you know, I have said on the show that I don't like homeless people.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you that comes across to somebody as, you know, there's a selfish libertarian that doesn't want to help anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fact is I've helped the Salvation Army before because I believe that they actually help homeless people. They have programs to get homeless
right.
people into homes rather than littering our streets and uglifying everything. That's because I believe that works, and I want to quote unquote help. I want to get them off the street. I don't know if that's helping them or not. I mean, you know, what if they want to live on the street? But you know, that could very well be interpreted in that fashion by somebody.
Right, and if all you're doing is having a very brief conversation with a libertarian, where when you can only touch on one issue or something, of course some people are going to come off with the wrong impression. But if they were to ask maybe a few more follow-up questions, or perhaps if the libertarian in that case who was talking with this lady, she got a bad impression from some libertarian at some point in her life. And maybe she just didn't say anything. You know, maybe she just sort of just brushed it off, and then later on she thought these things about libertarians. Maybe she didn't ask any follow-up questions. Maybe the libertarian didn't notice that she was sort of disgusted with what they were talking about and didn't take that opportunity to point out that, you know, if all you're talking about is taxes, you may not think to point out to this individual, especially if you don't know them that well, that, oh, no, it's not like I want to keep all my money for myself. It's just that I want to decide myself where the money goes. That's the issue. It's that I should be able to keep my money and decide where it goes. So if I want to help others, I can choose how to help others. I can voluntarily fund those things. It wouldn't take too many more steps to connect the dots for the person, to help them understand that we're not a bunch of money grubbers, essentially. And it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to want to keep all your money. And it's okay to want to control your purse strings. That's all we're asking for.
And, you know, and having the control of the purse strings, you get to decide which programs for the homeless and which programs for poor people that you want to support and which ones you don't. I'll tell you that the program that I want to support is not one that catches them in a cycle of poverty for the rest of their lives on into the third and fourth generation.
Who would want to support
who
that?
Who would want that crap? Well, that's what we've got today.
Now, certainly not anybody that actually cares about people.
We have entitlement programs where people believe that, you know, because I'm, you know, because I have fit this qualification, and this qualification, I should get a check every month. It's not a big check. It's a little bitty check, and I can only live in squalor with it, but I should get that check. And instead, if we had charities like churches, for instance, handling it, I recall that there was a church that paid for one of my renters the rent, I think it was 2 months in a row, because she was having problems. Her husband had left. And,
Hey, whatever.
You know, so the church helped out.
I would have taken that money in that case if I was a landlord.
And I did.
But I had some deadbeat tenants who tried to pay me rent through the welfare department, and I told them to take a hike because I wouldn't stand for it. I wouldn't take the government stolen taxpayer dollars. Anyway, Dave has a few other thoughts. He says, I think it's a very common misperception among the general public and something worth addressing. The majority of libertarians, in my experience, embrace the idea of philanthropy, replacing government programs. There were several good articles about it in the September 18th issue of Fortune magazine. On one article on Robinhood, an organization that works on funding education, shows how much better philanthropists are at getting the most bang for their buck.
Oh, I'm sure.
They hold elaborate, expensive fundraisers, which the members of the board pay for out of their own pockets, so that all of the donations go where they're intended. And they do something no government agency ever seems to do. They measure the effectiveness of each of their programs and defund the ones that aren't performing. These are things that privately run charities do. Because
right.
They care about the money they get coming in from the people that contribute, because they want to keep getting the money in. And if the contributors see that they're wasting the money on lavish things for the office and new furniture or whatever, they're going to stop contributing.
Right.
And that's why libertarianism, as far as a social safety net, a voluntary safety net, is so much more effective.
Most charities operate on like a 10% tops. 20% margin,
right.
Meaning that you give them a buck, 20% of that goes to operations,
mm-hmm.
80% of it goes to wherever it was supposed to go.
Now contrast that to the welfare department.
The welfare department operates on a 70% margin, meaning that 70% out of every dollar that you give goes to some middle class, well, that you
have taken.
Right, that you pay in.
Right.
Is 70 cents on every dollar goes to some middle class bureaucrat and
mm-hmm.
keeping them in style or whatever, in whatever manner, it's paychecks, offices, big buildings,
yep.
All that stuff. 70 cents on every dollar. That means 30% goes, 30 cents goes to the poor
people. I sure
as
hell wouldn't voluntarily support it.
What a crappy system. And I'm a bad guy for not supporting it? No.
800-259-9231. Hopefully we've cleared that one up. Let's go to, we're not money grubbers. We just want to be able to voluntarily choose things. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Of course. What's on your mind?
I'm in a little bit of a valley, but Hey, I wanted to tell you about something I got involved in today, which was actually not really libertarian activism, but it was anti-crime activism.
Okay.
As you know, there was an officer shot and killed in Manchester last week.
I heard about that.
Yes, this is quite a story.
I heard he was one of the good guys, too.
That's what I heard, too. Anyway, there was a rally in his, it wasn't exactly a rally necessarily directly connected to him, it was just an anti-crime event, I guess, at the spot where he was killed. And I went ahead and went to that, and I went open carrying, and nobody seemed to mind.
Excellent.
That was really a cool experience.
Now, I'm a little concerned, though, Dave. What sort of crimes were they rallying against? Because I'm worried that at an anti-crime rally, there might be a lot of drug warriors showing up, rallying against the drug users and that sort of thing. Was there any of that going on?
Well, this is true, and yes, that is going on, and that is a philosophical disagreement. But we all have to set some things aside when there's such a brutal crime committed. Maybe we don't all agree that, the police should be, a government function, but we all do agree that the police should not be shot in the face when they're, just trying to ask a suspect about a domestic quarrel.
Yeah, that's certainly pretty outrageous what happened to the poor guy. It's, tough.
So I was thinking about this situation with this police officer, and this may come off as sounding callous, and it's not intended to.
Callous libertarian.
But this is what I sort of think about it. Now, when this police officer was shot, it's a tragedy. This guy had a family, and it's not a good thing. And the city of Manchester decided to shut down the main drag there, Elm Street, and they had a big parade. There were cops came in from everywhere. My understanding was 5,000 police came in for this parade.
Wow.
For this deceased gentleman, helicopters flying back and forth. And I was thinking to myself, how many parades have they had for the, just the average citizen that got shot?
Good point. I want to explore it a little bit more. And, Dave, if you got more, hang on. 800-259-9231. Get some more details on this anti-crime rally. Because consensual activity between adults is not a crime. We're coming back with more. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.